that is Morning by Taylor Pace today. He is here as a guest on my platform. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva for Lady Diva Live Radio. Phone lines are open right now. All right. We have Taylor Pace. Hey, Taylor.
Yeah. Hey,
all right. All right. That track there, Morning. What is the inspiration story behind that track there?
Oh, man. So, let's see. I wrote that song kind of just in homage to, you know, when you're in a good relationship or with me, you know, when I'm in a good relationship and things are going well and, you know, you wake up the next day and you see that person next to you and, you know, it just feels like it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
You look at them and they are like the morning. They are the new opportunity, the new, you know, so, yeah, I wrote that for that, for the feel good times.
All right.
Relationships.
That was a great song for Valentine's Day as well.
Yeah.
Earlier. Yes, as we move along, Taylor Pace, where are you calling from?
Oh, so right now I'm actually calling from Los Angeles, California. I'm usually in Texas, but I'm in Los Angeles right now.
All right, Texas and L.A. fans.
Right.
Taylor Pace is on air. All right. So introduce yourself, Taylor Pace. Tell us how your music journey began briefly. What and who was your inspiration back then?
Okay, cool. So I grew up in a musical family. My mom and dad were both gospel musicians. In the 70s, actually. And so they did that for a while, and then they started a church. And I'm the youngest of three. I have two older sisters. And, you know, even though they had stopped kind of touring and things, they still stayed, you know, that music was always central to our lives. So I just kind of grew up always singing. I started playing piano. I played piano in the church. Took classical lessons, and it's just always been just like a central part of my life as far back as I can remember,
mm-hmm.
and even further back.
Okay. Well, who were your favorite celebrity artists back then growing up?
Oh, man. Let's see. Growing up, oh, my God, I had so many. Well, I actually grew up, my parents had great music, you know, always playing. So there was tons of like Stevie Wonder always going on. There was, gospel-wise, we love the Clark Sisters.
Okay.
We would listen to, and funny enough, there's a story. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, and Kirk Franklin is too. And so my dad, when he was kind of just starting out, he would do these 100-voice children's choirs. And so in those choirs, two actually famous Grammy-winning artists were in those. So Kirk was one. Kirk Franklin was in one. And Tamela Mann, another gospel artist, was also in my dad's choir. So they looked up to my dad.
Okay.
And it was just funny and because I looked up to them. You know, like Kirk is a huge inspiration to me, even though, you know, I know him. But, you know, he always made great music and wrote great songs.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then you got, obviously, like Michael Jackson and Prince. I love those
okay.
guys.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So
as we move along,
we're going to talk about your newest single. And that one is?
Oh, yeah. She's Got a Thing.
Okay. She's Got a Thing. What's the story behind that track? What inspired you to do it before I spin it?
Well, so funny because all of my songs, I feel like, are written. I don't really have a process. They all kind of just come to me. So this one came to me. I was on my way out the door. I think this was like a Sunday afternoon. And I was on Instagram and just kind of, you know, perusing and scrolling on Instagram. And I saw this post of this woman. She was a beautiful. Oh, my God. She was incredibly beautiful. And I on the caption of the post, it said, "She got a thing." And I was like, "Oh, that's a song. That's a song. I got to write that." So I put my stuff down. I went back to the piano, and I just started to write. You know, I looked at the picture, and I started to write this song, "She Got a Thing."
All right. Well, I'm going to spin "She's Got a Thing." You stand at hot seat, Taylor Pace. We'll be right back.
All right.
When I first saw her, couldn't deny her hair like river skin, kissed by the sky. I'm in a DMs, would she even reply? I don't even care, cause at least I had to try.
Listeners out there, where they can catch that tune there on any of the music outlets online everywhere. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. So it's on, you know, all the streaming platforms, you know, Spotify. It's on Tidal. It's on Amazon Music. You can also, you know, hear it on the video on YouTube, on my YouTube page, which is Taylor Pace Music, TaylorPaceMusic. But any streaming platform, you can find that song. So,
all right. Thank you for that information. You have a website. Can you go right ahead and give that information as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So my website is TaylorPaceMusic.com, which is TaylorPaceMusic, music.com. And, yeah, you can see, check out pretty much all of my videos. My YouTube page is linked to that, so you can find all of that there. And then I also have a merch store, which is linked to that page, but the merch store is separate, which it's TaylorPaceMusicStore.com. And so I have T-shirts and different things that I designed there. So you can check all that good stuff.
I like them T-shirts. I really like to have one.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can tell you what size I wear, too.
Yeah. Okay.
So, any future music projects after this newest single here you want to tease us about. Any other future music projects coming?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm literally always writing music. So I am getting ready to put out a new album, which I haven't done in quite some time. I mostly have just been releasing singles. But She's Got a Thing is going to be a part of a new album, which I guess I'll tell you. You'll be the first. This will be the first show that I've given the title to. It's called Legacy. It's inspired by kind of all the music and musicians that have inspired me over my life. And how I'm trying to carry on the legacy of, you know, great music and great artistry. So that'll be coming this year. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that information.
Yeah.
Wow. So I would like to play another track of yours. And this one's called I Put That on Everything. When did that track come out? And what's the story behind that one?
Wow. Okay, so that track, that was released in October 2020. And good friend of mine, his name is Ty Macklin. He is a multi-platinum producer and artist. He was actually on Erykah Badu's Baduism. He produced a couple songs on that track. And I've known Ty kind of pretty much my whole life, and I always looked up to him. Well, I was in his studio one day, and he was playing this track, and he said he was trying to shop it around to different artists, and, you know, he couldn't get anybody to bite on it. And I was like, say, man, give me that track. I will definitely write something to it. So, and he actually came up with the idea of I Put That on Everything. He was like, yeah, I kind of wanted it to be like a song, just however you want to tell it, a story about I Put That on Everything. So I went home, and when the juices get flowing, you know, they don't stop. So I went home, and a couple days later, I had the song ready. I went to the studio. He had a bass line, but I redid the bass line. I played bass on it, and then we put it out. So this is I Put That on Everything.
And by the way, you play piano and keyboard and guitar?
I do. I play piano, any keyboard instrument, really, organ, keyboard, guitar. I'm playing bass now. I'm trying to do it all. Any way I can make music, that's what
all
I try
right.
to do.
Get it then. All right. I'm going to spend, I put that on everything. We'll be right back.
Since the first day, you had me feeling in the worst way. I told myself I had to change ways. I approached not knowing what to say. Yeah, cat had my tongue, that feeling scared me. Girl, your vibe was so entrancing. Yeah, from that point on, you've been my main thing. And I put that on everything. I was classy, yeah. Sipping mimosas on the first date, and your loving had me jonesing right away. That feeling I just couldn't get away.
Baby, I'll do whatever, 'cause you love me better than I
ever been loved before. Just say the word, baby, and it's yours. I'm
with fantasies. Long as I'm here, I'm providing. No matter where you go, girl, I'm riding. Thankful I'm fast, my love's colliding. And what I feel, there's no denying. And I put that on, girl, I put that on.
As we continue,
yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, as we continue, what is your ultimate desire? What you wish all your fans out there to get out of all of your music, Taylor Pace?
Well, you know, I just kind of like I like to have a good time, and I like to inspire people. You know, I feel like that is one of the best gifts you can give to anybody. That's one of the best gifts I've ever gotten, you know, from anyone, whether I knew them personally or not. It's just the ability to inspire somebody, you know, that they can get better or life can get better, or, you know, things can be good and prosperous. You can have a good time, you know.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
From my music is what I want most.
And you know what, Taylor? That's what I felt in your music. You seem to have good character, a bubbly personality. You're an inspiring person. You make another person feel good about themselves, and that's real good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. So will you be scheduling any online events?
Now, that's funny. I have. I actually have been doing a bunch of online events, but
yeah,
coming
that,
up
but...
This March, I actually have a show, a live show, and I wonder, I have to figure out a way to stream it, because that's a great idea. But I have a show March 12th. It's in Dallas at the Freeman Cafe. So if anybody's in Dallas, you can catch that show live. Otherwise, I will stream that show. I will stream that show live. It'll be on my Facebook page, which is Taylor Pace Music.
Okay, and I will in turn blast it away on it.
Please do.
I will. All right, thank you for that information, and I'm quite sure you will let others know ahead of time on your Facebook, Instagram, and your website, and everything. Folks will let you will let them know ahead of time, and.
Definitely.
Yes. So as we continue, you're more than welcome right now to give a shout out to all the lovely people that have supported you in your musical journey. Go right ahead, Taylor.
Oh, man. Oh, man. This list is a long list.
I got time.
I'm scared to say, because I may forget, you know. I don't want to leave anybody out. No, but let me see. So let me give a shout out to my friend, my best friend. His name is James Brandon Lewis, and he has supported me we met in college, and he has supported me, you know, for my whole career. He's actually an artist himself. He's a avant-garde free jazz saxophonist, and he's really given me a lot of inspiration. And so I got a shout out to my man Brandon, and then obviously my parents. My sisters, Melody and Tiffany, my man Ty, the producer on the last track. Ty has always been a great helper, just helping me figure things out musically, and always giving me good music or wanting to help me. So definitely Ty, and just kind of anybody who appreciates my music and listen to it. Any all the Spotify listeners, people who go on my Bandcamp, people who, you know, go on YouTube, I shout out to all y'all, everybody, all the beautiful people in the world.
All right, and let's give them an applause. How about that?
Yeah.
And that they and me and all of us will continue to support you in your musical journey.
Oh, thank you.
As we are almost drawn to a near of having our party fun right here on air, if anyone missed the show, keep that link, and you can tune in and listen to the playback of this show. I would like to ask you, Taylor Pace, about the other two tracks I want to spin later. That was called All I Want and Chasing, the remix, Chasing. What is the inspiration behind those two tracks there?
Oh, okay. So All I Want, I actually wrote that while I was in college.
Wow.
And, yeah, the inspiration behind it was just I wanted to write a song that captured all the ways that I said I love you without saying it.
Okay.
You know, all the things that I loved about, you know, my significant other without saying I love you. Like, I love the way she smells. I love how she wears her hair. I love how she does this or that. So that's what All I Want is about. And it's really, I want it to be musically, you know, not very, I didn't want it to be normal musically. I wanted to try to do some knock into my jazz roots. So it's got a little bit of jazz flavor in it. And then Chasing is a song about, you know, how I love to create relationships. Like, I love to do things to, like, build relationships and all of that. And so that's what the song is about. It's like, I'll forever be chasing. I'll never be complacent in a relationship. And musically, I love, like I said earlier, Prince, but also Mint Condition is I'm a huge Mint Condition fan. So I wanted to do a song that musically kind of paid homage to both of those Minneapolis artists, Prince and Mint Condition. So, yeah, that's Chasing.
All right. All right. And I will play them at the end of the showcase. Any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're dealing with the dark times today, Taylor Pace? I see you've been hanging in there pretty well. Any advice you want to give?
Yeah, you know, my advice is that things will get better. It's just if human history, if anything, has taught us, and this is kind of what I believe, that, you know, the sun will shine, you know, after the storm. And so this is just a storm, and we will get better, and we will be better. So, you know, keep looking towards, you know, the sky, if I was to quote Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
You know, keep your head to the sky, because,
yeah,
you know, that's what makes life livable, and that's what makes that's what creates the good times, is, you know, your own outlook. So even though things may be bleak, or things may look like, you know, we'll never get out of this, believe me, we will. And so just keep your head to the sky.
All right. Thank you for those encouraging words. Taylor Pace, everyone. And thank you so much for taking out your time and coming on my platform, talking about your
new
single.
Oh, man, it was my pleasure.
Yes. And you are more than welcome to come back with your new future music projects. I will always welcome you. And you're a friend for life. I'll be following you. And you say you'll be doing a Facebook Live March when?
It'll be March 12th. March 12th, Texas time. It'll probably be a little late, like starting at 10 o'clock Central time.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm quite sure you'll post it back up on your social media and everything. And Taylor, thank you so much. You have a blessed day. This is Lady Diva signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. And I will be playing some more of his singles And I will play She's Got a Thing. And thank you so much, Taylor Pace. You have a blessed day.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. You too.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All that I want to say is that I love you, girl.
Feel the space. promise you I'm gonna change your mind. Real talk, girl, you can believe the hype. Believe the hype. And I'll keep chasing you. I'll keep chasing. Track, I'll cut your sin. To let this moment pass, I don't intend.
Yeah.
So come on, girl, be my significant. Significant.
Coming at the end of my showcase. Thank you all for tuning in. Go out and purchase She's Got a Thing by Taylor Pace. This is Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva, signing out of Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.